Liberty.
101.3 KDWB. This is the Dave Ryan Show's War of the Roses, brought to you by Totally Tan and Spa.
This is one of those War of the Roses where you really don't know what he's up to, but he's up to something. You'll hear what I mean. He might be the there's missing time, Fallon, and he's lying about missing time. He's either, he could be doing something like, I don't know, going to the casino, going on a drunken binge, or cheating with somebody. We don't know. We just know there's missing time. And to explain how she found out about the missing time and what's going on, here's Ava. Hi, Ava. Tell me what's going on with Jared and how you thought everything was normal until something weird happened. What's up?
So Jared and his brother took up golfing this summer. And they've been like, I don't know, every other day it seems like, which is fine. Like, I like the time to myself. I get stuff done around the house. It's totally cool. But a few weeks ago, we were at the Twins game, and he was there with his brother. And I just, you know, offhandedly asked how golfing was. And his brother's like, huh? I said, how is golfing?
Okay.
And his brother still, like, you know, just was kind of, like, looking at me weird. Jared does that, like, little, and then, like, looks at his brother, like, really wide-eyed, like, dude. So I'm like.
Oh, as if to send the signal, dummy, play along here,
like,
cover for me.
Yeah,
so
like
he gives him a look.
Wide-eyed, like.
Like, come on.
Like, yeah, exactly. So I was like, huh, that's weird. So I was trying to figure out if it was like...
Well, wait, did his brother then start to make up a story about golfing that seemed made up? Or did he continue with the, I don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, he was just like, oh yeah, golfing. Well, it was so lame. It was just like he was talking really fast and he like started sweating and... So obvious. Like
That's the worst wingman ever. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was just like floundering. So I'm like, I'm not stupid. So, you know, I was wondering if this was like one isolated incident or if like everything was a lie. So I knew they were going to be golfing like on the weekend. And it was like an early tea time. So there weren't like a bunch of cars in the country club. And that's where they said they were going to be. So I looked around for his car, and it's, like, blatantly not there.
Okay, so you drove to the golf course when he said he's golfing. Car's not in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. Okay.
So then I'm, like, super suspicious. So I do, like, some more digging, and I find a bunch of just, like, empty scorecards in his trunk, like, from the golf course. What? And so I follow him again on, like, a day that I... No, he's been like just like leaving them out too, like just right on the kitchen table. So like I'm clearly seeing them.
So you're thinking that he goes down to the golf course. He's got a bunch of empty scorecards.
Okay.
Fills them out. He'll write like on their Thursday, you know, August 24th or whatever, and put scores and names in that. Bring it home and kind of slip it on the kitchen counter as if to say, yep, in case you were just wondering, here's my golf card, and so there's nothing to be suspicious about.
Yeah, and he did that. He did that day that I, like, blatantly looked for him. Like,
okay.
His car was in the parking lot, and I came home, and there's still, like, a scorecard there. And it looks like it's like he took the time to, like, make it gross, you know? Like, there was, like, dirt smudged on it, and it was, like, wrinkled up. It smelled like beer, so, like... He took time to make sure, like, it looked like he had been out.
Okay.
But I was like, why is he going through
Genius.
All this trouble?
Yeah.
Like, is there another girl? Like, what's going on?
Well, I think, number one, he's up to something. There's no question. He's up to something. I mean, there's so many red flags.
No kidding.
His brother going, what? Golf? What? Oh, yeah, golf,
yeah,
golf.
I golf. I hit club ball.
And then the scorecards in his trunk. I mean, I golf once in a while, and I get one scorecard per round when I pick it up. I certainly don't take a stack of them.
Okay.
And then you drove by the golf course, which I love to see whether he was there.
Yeah.
But let's talk about some other things. I mean, it could be somebody that he's cheating with. I'm trying to think of what else there could be. He might have a part-time job because he wants to buy you a wedding ring.
Oh, my gosh. That's
he
so
might be,
thoughtful.
He could be working down at Jimmy John's, and here you are. Accusing him of cheating when he's trying to buy you a wedding ring. Now, that's not likely, but, I mean, it's possible.
It is possible.
He could be running down to the casino.
Yep.
And trying to hide that. He I don't know.
Could be trying to start up a, you know, company where he's selling, I don't know, Rodan Fields, and he's trying to get a base start with some new clientele.
But none of those are likely. So the most likely is that he's seeing somebody else. Is there anything that tells you that he's seeing somebody else?
I mean,
is it a gut?
We've kind of been fighting a lot recently.
Okay.
And I don't know. He seems kind of distant. It's just kind of a gut feeling, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
I gotcha. We can guess all day, but one thing that we can do is we can call him and kind of trap him and offer him that he won a dozen roses to send to anybody he wants to. And hopefully, I mean, if everything's okay, he'll pick you, Ava, and he might pick you anyway. But if he picks somebody else to send romantic roses to, then you kind of know that's a serious problem.
The roses are all yours. We're going to send those out for you today. I'll need a name. So all I need to know is who you want to send those roses to.
You can make them out to Jennifer.
Okay, perfect. And like most flowers, they come with a card, like a little card you can attach. Do you have a message you'd like us to put on there?
Like, is there like a... just like a couple, like a little line or something.
Yeah.
Well, it's just like, these are just because you're awesome. I can't wait to see you.
Okay.
That is very sweet. These are just because you're awesome. Can't wait to see you. So, a couple of questions, Jared. By the way, this is Dave, and that's Fallon. And we're actually not with your cable company. We're part of the morning show over at KDWB. And we'd been put up to this by your girlfriend, Ava, because she'd been worried about that missing time when you said you were going golfing with your brother. And she did a little digging, and she found out that you were actually probably not with your brother.
So she's trying to figure out where you've been, but it sounds like you've been hanging out with Jennifer.
I mean, so you're kind of busted, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. And the worst news is that Ava's listening in right now on the phone call, because she's the one who put us up to this to see who you would send roses to. She was hoping you'd send them to her, and then everything would be okay. But you sent them to Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't seem to have a whole lot to say for yourself.
No.
Let me ask Ava. Ava, what are your thoughts on this? I mean, are you shocked, surprised, hurt, all of the above?
I mean, obviously, yeah. I don't understand why he had to lie to me. I mean, we could have had a conversation at least. You don't have to go back behind me, my back, and like cheat on me. And now everybody knows. Like, why couldn't we talk?
Like,
you weren't
could
happy,
have a conversation.
Say that again, Jared. I missed that. What?
I feel like we couldn't have a conversation. I can't have a conversation about anything. I can't. Everything I say, everything I do is wrong. It's just constant. It's a constant nag from you, Ava, like just nonstop. And if like I remotely started to bring this up, I just didn't want to deal with it. Honestly, I wanted to have like not have an argument. And I don't know what to say. I could have come out and said it. You could have not gone on the radio to try to figure this out. You could have talked to me like a human.
Well, if I'm such a miserable human being, like, why don't you just move out then? Like, why do you even want to be with me?
That's a great question. I will move out. I'll just move out.
Good. I'm so glad. Great.
Great. I probably should have done it 3 months ago. That's my bad. But all right.
Oh, what a downer of a War of the Roses. Gosh.
Ava, are you okay?
I mean, I deserve more than a cheating boyfriend. Like, I'm upset, but like, if he feels this way, then I don't want to be in this, obviously.
Well, you had mentioned that you guys have been arguing a lot more than usual lately, and he said you've been nagging. So is it possible that, hey, this is just a matter of time until this kind of fell apart anyway?
Well, yeah. And then if he cheated, like, it's over. Like, I'm not going to stand for that. That's ridiculous.